شلر امر اور بھی کر کر ٹکٹ کو ہا کے اس کر ٹکٹ کو شلر ہے بھی کر کر ٹکٹ کر کے کر تو اس کر بھی کہا کچھ کر بھی کے سلیتی تو اور وہ دے شلر ہے بھی کر ٹکٹ کے دے دی تو There comes a time where everyone has to make a decision whether they should sin or not sin, whether they should kill, whether they should save, whether they should destroy, whether they should love. All these decisions come before everyone. These men who flew the plane into these buildings believed in a cause. The cause was wrong. The cause was satanic. There's a commandment, thou shalt not kill. These men were aware, and they were conscious of that fact. From the time they were little to the time they were grown up. But yet, through conditioning, through the ways of man, the evilness spread in their soul, in their mind, in their body. People believe they can kill and destroy and get rewarded. The reward is judgment. Judgment means there's going to be, or there was, a cause and effect. The effect will be good, or the effect will be bad. These men, this second, are in the spiritual world, regretting every second they had ever lived. They talked about jihad, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jehovah, the Lord, the Holy Spirit. We say vengeance is mine. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. That's in the Bible. The Bible also says, love thy neighbor as thyself. Which is the most powerful statement? Love thy enemy or kill thy enemy? Either you follow Satan or you follow the Lord, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. These terrorist acts are foolish, are stupid, are satanic. Whether you're oppressed, whether you're depressed, whether you're angry, there are ways of resolving those kinds of conflicts within yourself. Look to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Look to the Holy Spirit. Look to your Father Jehovah. We've seen many, many, many acts of terrorists over hundreds and hundreds of years. Some we have stopped. Some we have let go until completion. The reasons why are not important. The truth is, there is Satan, there is God, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. There are going to be more deaths. Satan is going to win more souls. More Christians are going to die. We're reaching the end of this world. The Islamic nations are going to suffer. They're following the wrong path. They're pointing their nose. The things that they know are wrong, but yet they're so blinded, they're so focused in following the devil to the pit, they'll run and they'll jump into the pit with a smile on their faces. Anger is not of God. Prayer is the language of God. But you can pray to demons, you can pray to other gods, you can pray to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You have many choices. But the ultimate judgment is Jesus Christ, Jehovah, and the Holy Spirit. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Not a very hard statement. But yet, the sin of life is strong. The sin of life is deadly. Pointed direct to the pit. The devil is getting mighty nervous. Like I told you before, he knows his end is before him. He's going to take as many people as he can to a place that no one can leave. Look to God, and I mean Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Jehovah, and the Holy Spirit. For salvation is there, the love is there, the peace is there. There's nothing wrong with defending yourself, but the reasons why you're defending yourself are just as important. If you're pointing your nose, your spirit, your eyes, everything you have towards righteousness with God, I keep saying Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Holy Spirit, and Jehovah, for there are many gods out there. The other ones will lead you the wrong way. Remember, God loves you. God created you. God will protect you. Remember, the devil will destroy you. Not in this life, but forever. Think, do unto others as you have them do unto you. But remember, my body can, will, and defend itself for what is right, for what is true. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, can be applied for the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, can be applied for Satan. There's nothing wrong for fighting for righteousness, for protecting the flock. But the right has to be focused to the true God, to the only God, to the righteous God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the Father Jehovah. The Bible says, vengeance is mine. That's a true statement. The only true vengeance is the vengeance of God. I will not abandon my sheep, my body, my flock. I will defend them to the very last one. So saith Jehovah. So saith Jesus Christ. So saith the Holy Spirit. All honor, power, and glory belong to Jehovah. All honor, all power, all glory belong to Jehovah. All honor, all power, all glory belong to Jehovah. Remember, the power of power, the love of love, belong to God. Peace, 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 my children. But remember, protect yourselves. I have instructed my angels to protect my body under all conditions, under all circumstances. For this last battle will be the battle of the end, the battle of Armageddon, staring you in the face.